Greetings, Ani Bujo, Sego Suguli, to all my brothers and sisters. You are listening to Smoke Signals, a First Nations radio program, here at Radio Western, CHRW, 94.7 FM. We are heard every Saturday from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. The song you just heard was Long Hot Summer in the Great White North from the group Seventh Fire. From their album, quoted, "Well, what does it take?" unquote. My name is Dan Smoke. I'm in the studio today with John Turner and Mary Lou Smoke. Hi, John. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hi.
Very good, thank you. Yes, last night we attended a very pleasant evening, courtesy of the Atlanos benefit for the Native Family Violence Shelter for women and children that's presently being built and is due to be completed by May of this year. And it's very apropos.
But last that was a good time, too.
But last night, yes, we were greeted with the sounds of siren, some storytelling, some guitar playing. How did you enjoy that?
Oh, I thought it was terrific. I'm a big fan of siren to start with. Yeah, and the actor who was there was very good, too. He quoted some passages from Chief Seattle. It was very interesting. Yeah, the whole thing was.
Yeah, good. His name is Ron Cook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, apparently I think he comes from up near Geraldton way. He's Cree First Nations.
And he's quite a good actor. He's been in London before. He did Crackwalker here about 3 years ago at the McManus Theater downstairs at Theater London.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, too, that they're going to take a production of Crackwalker to London, England, too. Somewhere, I forgot, the Gatehouse Theater, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good.
That is good. He was also in, I guess he was one of the understudies for the Dry Lips Ought to Move to Kapuskasing that was at the Royal Alex.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and while we're talking about that, we should mention to our viewers that Thompson Highway is going to be here at the university. When? Next week? On the 19th and 20th.
20th.
Yeah,
yes.
Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah,
Thompson Highway is coming on the 19th and 20th. On the 19th, he's going to be speaking at business school here at Western, room 40 at 4 o'clock. And on the 20th at 11 o'clock, he's going to be part of a drama workshop that's going to be in room 224.
Yeah, in the drama workshop at the UC building here at the university. His being here is part of the tribute to James Rainey, who's retiring from the English department at the university. And Rainey is one of Canada's top playwrights. Way, way back.
And Thompson Highway was a student of his.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I understand.
No,
yes.
Yeah, that's right. And you mentioned last night that Thompson Highway worked here somewhere, didn't
yes,
he, for a while?
He was employed at the Native Peoples Resource Center, I think, up until 1979.
On Epworth,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I never even knew that this genius was in our city.
Yes, he was, I think he was going for his music degree or...
Oh, yeah?
I think he completed it here at Western, so... Mm-hmm. Another one of the other shining alumni.
Yeah, I wonder if he took any of the drama courses here at the university.
I imagine he'll share that with us when he comes. And just for our listeners' benefit, the Native community of London is planning to have a reception in his honor to welcome him into our territory and to make him feel very at home here.
Where's that going to be, Dan?
I believe it'll be at Namron. We've made preliminary contact with Namron Friendship Center. Our friends over there have said that they support that idea. But right now we have a runner up in Toronto making that necessary contact with Thompson. So that will be the news that will be coming back to us on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, I hope
he shows up. Hopefully we can update our listeners next week with something more complete.
Yeah.
So that it's they can put it in their calendars and plan for that.
And that'll be down at Namron, right?
At the Namron Friendship Center at corner of Colburn and Horton, 260 Colburn.
Yeah. And who can go? Do you have to be invited or?
Well, Mary Lou, you're one of the board of directors at Namron.
Yeah, that's another piece
anybody
of news.
Can come. Just bring your favorite food, come out and meet your favorite playwright.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So it's like a potluck.
Oh yes, potluck.
Oh, this is handy, sitting beside a board member of Enamorant. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just found out about this 2 or 3 days ago. But you knew about it a month ago.
Oh, well. It was big news, I guess.
Yeah.
And another event that's happening on Tuesday, I believe, or it's already happened, according to Mary Lou, was that the Enamorant Sweetgrass Education Center is back in operation.
Yes.
I understand.
We're supposed to have an official opening on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock.
That's Tuesday, February the 4th, 9 o'clock in the morning, for our listeners who are interested in seeing Native people take control of Native education. And we're looking at the future generations and education that we feel that they is necessary for them to learn. And we're practicing self-government in that respect, equality. And that's something to look forward to as well. But today, our show, we have we're going to be playing some tape of a presentation that was made to the First Nations Circle Constitutional Committee. It's the parallel hearings that are being conducted presently, right across Canada, by First Nations people. This circle is traveling to First Nations community throughout Canada. And they came to London. Actually, they came to the Oneida settlement, and were at the Standing Stone School 2 weeks ago, on a Monday. And there, different chiefs of the different reserves in the southwestern Ontario were present to make public presentations to this committee on how they felt that the Native self-government should be entrenched in the Canadian Constitution. And one of these presentations was from our Oneida brother, Bruce Elijah. Bruce has been walking a very strong spiritual walk, and he has helped many people along the way. And I'm one of those people, and it's you know, just like saying I want to give back something to the community of what I have received from Bruce. And I think the greatest gift that I can give back to the community is to share some of what he has, some of his wisdom that he imparted to the First Nations Circle that day. And he spoke at length about how First Nations people view themselves and how their inherent rights are very relevant to our future generations. So with that in mind, I'd just like to take this time to introduce that Bruce Elijah will be our feature today. And right now we're going to take a music break. We're going to listen to Joanne Shenandoah from her album She Sings, and the song will be We Are the Iroquois.